This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. After more than a year of negotiations, Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe leaders and Mille Lacs County administrators are no closer to solving a policing problem in the county. Reporter Melissa Townsend has the details.
For nearly 25 years, Mille Lacs Band law enforcement worked in cooperation with the Mille Lacs County Sheriff's Department. Their formal cooperative agreement is needed for the tribal police to have authority in the counties around the reservation. Hamlin Mitchell tribal law attorney Colette Routel explains.
Well, if there's a cooperative agreement with the county, the tribal police officer can investigate the crime, you know, pull the person over, detain them, get the information that they need. If it turns out the tribe doesn't have jurisdiction, they then turn them over to the state for the state to prosecute them.
But in 2016, Mille Lacs County officials pulled out of the cooperative law enforcement agreement with the tribe. That had a dramatic impact on tribal police powers.
So, for example, if they see drug activity and the individual is obviously not Native, they can't do anything about it. I mean, they could call the county and maybe the county would show up and, you know, in time.
Without cooperation, there are fewer Native police working to curb the current opioid drug crisis.
The county was essentially using the 30 or 40 tribal police officers to be first people on the scene. Well, then the agreement goes away. They, quote unquote, lose those tribal officers, right? And they added maybe five or six of their own.
At the heart of the conflict is an old dispute over the reservation boundaries. The 1855 treaty that established the Mille Lacs Reservation set aside 61,000 acres for the band. Mille Lacs County, and the state of Minnesota for that matter, reject the 1855 treaty boundary. They say the reservation consists of only the few thousand acres that are held in federal trust. For decades, the band and the county have agreed to disagree so they could work together to police the region. But that all changed in 2016. That's when the band successfully requested the U.S. Justice Department assist in prosecuting major crimes on the reservation. Now, certain crimes committed on the 61,000 acres will be prosecuted in federal court instead of county and state courts. The tribe's Solicitor General Todd Mehta says it will help fight crime.
In certain circumstances, the criminal penalty would be much greater than what you would be able to get in one of those other jurisdictions.
Now, those penalties could apply to Native and non-Native residents, and that concerns Mille Lacs County administrators. In a 2016 statement, Mille Lacs County Administrator Pat Oman wrote, "If the 61,000-acre reservation boundary was conclusively established, it is likely that the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe would claim the authority to assert jurisdiction over all of the reservation, including non-band members." But Indian law attorney Colette Routel says it would not likely impact the jurisdiction of tribal police.
The Supreme Court has really narrowed the ability of the tribe to exercise jurisdiction over non-Indians.
But county administrators are still concerned about the tribe expanding its authority in the region. Last month, in an effort to end the stalemate, Governor Dayton laid down an ultimatum. Either the county and band hammer out a new cooperative agreement, or the state would step in and make their own agreement with the Mille Lacs Band. Todd Mehta with the tribe says tribal leaders would welcome an agreement with the state.
They could be acting under the guise of the state patrol, and therefore there would no longer be that concern as to them being able to assist.
But the governor backed away from his threat after talking with the Mille Lacs County officials.
You know, I have no power of enforcement to require the board or the county to do anything, so I just use my best forces of persuasion.
Mille Lacs Solicitor General Mehta says he is not optimistic about reopening negotiations with the county.
There's just no reason to believe that anything fruitful would come from that.
Mille Lacs Band and county officials could look to the west to find a path forward. 15 years ago, the White Earth Tribal Police were in a similar dispute with Menominee and Becker County law enforcement. There, tribal, county, and federal officials met for nearly 2 years to hammer out protocols for a new cooperative law enforcement agreement. The same kind of negotiations could happen at Mille Lacs, but the boundary dispute seems to have all sides dug in. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.